The Ozone.
Welcome to the Ozone Podcast, presented by ViStar Credit Union, with Jaguars senior writer, John Osier.
All right, welcome into this week's Ozone Podcast, presented by ViStar. And I think this week's guest is going to be interesting to Jaguars fans. I think they know about him. They know his name and know a little bit about his history. But, you know, he's been on the practice squad a lot of the year and is now getting some time. So I don't think people have really heard from him very much. I was fascinated by some things he said during training camp, though. So without further ado, Ozone Podcast guest this week is Laquan Treadwell, wide receiver. And Laquan, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, your story, for people who don't know it, is fascinating, and I will get into it a little bit. But suffice to say, it's been a long NFL path for you, a long football path. You've been through a lot. Do you feel that way, and where are you now mentally?
Best I've ever been mentally, on and off the field.
In what way?
Just my mental process, for games, for practices, for life, you know, for my family, you know, for my friends and anyone that's close to me, they're getting the best version of me on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, I've really, you know, came into my own, you know, I've been living my life through football a lot, you know, starting at 10 years old, 26 now. So everything was football. And as I entered to the NFL and things didn't go my way, you know, it kind of reshaped who I was as a person, as a man, as a husband, as a child of God, and, you know, as a teammate, you know. So, you know, I've learned a lot throughout my journey. And, you know, to stand here today and still have an opportunity in the NFL and, you know, still going to practice, still working hard, and still with those same dreams and goals that I had since I first started, you know, it just shows me, you know, persistence and consistency is the key, you know, even though you go through rough spurts in your life. So, you know, I finally accepted everything that's happened through for me, to
right.
me, and, you know, and the NFL, and it allowed me to move forward in my life, and it allowed me to step into the present moment with the best version of myself. So, the best version of myself right now.
Gotcha. Now, for people who don't know, first round pick by the Vikings, played there 4 years, I believe, and then spent a year in Atlanta. A lot of times that first team after the original team can be a tough fit. It feels like Jacksonville is a good fit for you. You feel, I know talking to you in training camp, you felt like there was a dynamic here that you liked.
Yeah, I did. I did. From the first day, it felt like I was meant to be a Jaguar. And that's weird to say being drafted to Minnesota and going to Atlanta, but once I got here and I got with the coaching staff and, you know, Coach Myers pouring into me, Coach Sanjay pouring into me, and they wanted the best for me, and they're pushing me every day, you know. It made me feel like I was accepted in a sense. I was wanted. And, you know, and that's all any player would ever want, you know, just to, you know, be coached hard by their coaches and be a part of the winning culture and be a part of the team to help them win games. And, you know, so once I got here, you know, it's been a long road being here, but, you
sure.
know, nothing ever changed from whether I was playing or not. They still poured into me. They still made me feel like I was a Jaguar and I can help this team at one point in this season. And I've been active for a couple wins this year, and that, you know, that means the most to me. And I'm just going to continue to put my best foot forward here.
Now, three teams, so I'm sure that means even more coaches than that. You've seen a lot.
Yeah.
How much does that experience help you in terms of, you know, you've had a lot of voices in your head,
yeah.
a lot of people working with you. How much does sort of seeing a lot about the NFL help you at this point in your career?
It helps me a lot. You know, going out, you know, even with the younger guys, but to not make the point about me, but it also helps me help my teammates,
sure.
you know, younger guys. But to make the point about me, just, you know, going through five different offensive coordinators in Minnesota, five different quarterbacks, you know, going to Atlanta, you know, the coaching staff changing there. So, you know, it hasn't been the best, but it also put a lot of things in perspective for me. And you know, everyone say control what you can control. And with me going through so many different coaching staff, you know, I truly had to hone in on, you know, learning a new offense every other season and, you know, learning the quarterback and trying to build relationships. And then I realized that, wait, let me slow this down. Let me focus on what I can do better, what I what I need to focus on, what I need to hone in on, what can help me play better on Sundays in practice and be a better teammate. So, you know, with all the moving pieces that was around me, you know, I had to stay true to myself and know that I was still able to play. I can still play at this level. I can still play at a high level. And that's pretty much what it taught me. And going to another team, coming here and learning the playbook, you know, it taught me a lot of different study habits too, you know, so that was probably the best thing that came out of it. I met a lot of people. I learned different study habits when it comes to learning offenses and different things of that nature. And, you know, I got to meet a lot of people too, you know, you know, it might look like I was, you know, in a rut in my career, but on the other end with being with so many great other receivers, you know, I learned a lot from Diggs. I learned a lot from Adam. I learned a lot from Julio, Calvin, being here with Marv and Tulav and DJ. So I got to meet so many other guys that, you know, I would have never got to meet if I was on one team. So I always try to look at my journey in the best light possible. You know, you know, I know the world will, you know, put their own spin and image on it, whatever. Right. But I was around so many other the good guys on as a receiver, the top level receivers, and I would pick their head, Julio, Red, like I said, and all the other guys from Minnesota, Diggs and Adam, and I mean the list goes on and on, but it allowed me to, you know, adapt, change, evolve, you know, evolve my game, but also be me, you know. So that was probably the biggest thing about my journey, is just I was able to learn a lot throughout it all.
Now, a lot of guys, you know, first round pick, and then you're on the practice squad 6 years later. A lot of guys would, you know, A, not want to talk about that, be down about it, not have a great attitude. Again, I've talked to you a couple of times in our lives, but from listening to you, it doesn't sound like you take that approach. How have you been able to reach this point?
Just, you know, taking it a day at a time. You know, I just look at it, you know, what can I do in this moment to be better tomorrow, you know? And nobody's going to give you anything in this league, so you can't cry about it. You know, I still want to go out and compete at a high level and, you know, prove myself every day. And you know, being year six, or whether it was year three or year two, you know, in those same moments, I still face myself, look myself in the mirror and said, okay, they saying this, what are you going to do about it? Or you feel like this, what are you going to do about it? Your game is this, how do you change it to make it this? And I took those necessary steps every day. And regardless if it showed 3 years ago, last year, this year, you know, I'm going to continue to take the best steps that's going to help me get to the next step, you know. And I don't know what that next step is, so I continue to show up every day with my best version and just, you know, give the best for my team, give the best for my coaches, and, you know, go out there and play hard for each other.
Come out last week, make a big-time catch, and that's not always easy for somebody who hasn't gotten a lot of playing time during the season. I guess, how do you keep yourself ready for that moment when called upon? Nine games in, and really your first opportunity, and you make the play.
Oh, just leaning on my coaches, leaning on my brothers in the room, coming to work every day. You know, you have no choice to be ready if you lean on everyone else, because they're depending on you just as much as you're depending on yourself. So, and I've learned that throughout my career. The more you lean on the guys that's in the room with you, because we're all fighting the same battle. We're all trying to win games. We're all trying to perform at a high level. And we all want to make that that play when the opportunity comes. I've seen a lot of ball being in the league for 6 years. So I know at the end of the day, I can't come out and think that I'm not held to the same standard as the starters, because that's what this league is. One guy goes down, you might be the next starting receiver. So I always try to, you know, go and prepare and learn the plays and detail up everything that I possibly can. So when that opportunity do come, or, you know, it's the saying, you know, when the opportunity presents itself, just be ready, you know. So I was just ready. You know, I prepared that week and, you know, leaning on Coach Sanjay, Coach Bev, Coach Myers, Marv, you know, all the starters, you know, and when DJ was up, you know, I leaned on them all year because, and I also gave them feedback because even though I wasn't playing, you know, I was doing my best to, you know, help them as much as I can.
Now, maybe people didn't notice this, but maybe as impressive as the catch was the block that you had on
Darius Leonard.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, not every wide receiver is going to make that block.
Yeah.
Is that something that the year two version of Laquan Treadwell makes? Is that something learned? Have you always been that guy?
I would say I've always been that guy. It was just when I first got in the league, they wasn't legal blocks.
Okay,
so that's where it went bad for me. I would make the college blindside shoulder, you know, and, you know, over the years I've learned. And once they fined me the first time, I did learn that. But
how much was that first fine?
Man, it was about $15,000.
Okay.
Yeah, something
even
crazy.
For a first round pick, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of money regardless. So, yeah, I mean, first year I probably would have not did it legally and, you know, it would have cost our team 15 yards and, you know, me money and all these different variables. But now, I've, you know, through the years and, you know, messing up, learning from my mistakes, you know.
Gotcha.
I just prepared myself the right way, watched film on him, knew which angle he was going to take, knew, you know, if he's here, he's going to go here. If he's in the box, he's going to kind of try to get around me. And so, you know, I kind of arced it. So, because I knew he was, he's a physical guy.
Sure.
Let's get it on. So I knew he was going to either knife it and I was just going to try to wash him down and let the ball get outside of him. But he kind of like ran the hump and tried to make the alley tackle. And I was waiting on him. And so all I had to do was like seal him a little bit.
Yeah.
And then once his momentum went up the field, you know, I kind of ran with him and it looked like a bigger block. But
he didn't like it either.
He gave me a little shove out there and, you know, I got him later on in the game too. So I had to get my second leg back. So
what's the confidence level for the receiver group right now? I mean, they've taken a little bit of heat publicly. It's been a struggling offense, but where are you guys?
Hey man, we come to work every day, you know, and we, like I said, we're going to put our best foot forward. Our confidence is always high. You know, we go into every game thinking we're going to dominate. We're going to make the plays that come our way. And, you know, I can only speak from, you know, my perspective, and that's my mindset. And I know everyone in that room is confident. You know, we watch film on the DBs. We do all the necessary things. We put in overtime and a lot of work. So it's just, you know, constantly getting out there and making those plays so we can give not only Trevor the confidence, the coaches the confidence, and also, you know, give the fans something to cheer for. So, you know, we're going to go out this week and put our best foot forward and try to make all the plays that come to us.
People listening to this, you know, are focusing on Trevor Lawrence, obviously the rookie quarterback, number one overall pick. Mm-hmm. You've been around, played a lot of football, seen a lot of football. Tell me about him. Where do you see him going? Where is he now?
Trevor looks, on a day-to-day basis, you know, being a rookie, he's learning, he's growing. But every day he comes out and putting his best foot forward, and he looks great every day. And, you know, and that's – and the thing about it when you're learning a new offense is that all the nuances of it has to get, you know, straightened up between the offense, the quarterbacks and the receivers. So, and once everything starts to mesh, that's when you see 400-yard games, 500-yard games look effortless because everything is meshing. So, Trevor comes out, he gives his best, he put his best foot forward every day. You know, I feel like he could throw every ball on the field, and that's just my confidence in him from seeing him from June 15th to now. And just he's built with, like he said, early on in the season. I know I'll bounce back. I'm made with the right stuff. And you can see that every day. And
gotcha.
And that gives you confidence as a receiver to go that much harder for him, make that run block for him. You know, just from my perspective, everything ties together. You know, the run game tied with the pass game. And if Trevor confident that we can run the ball, he can be confident in the play action. And so it's all meshing right now. And we're close. You know, we're close. And you know, one big game, you know, we probably never have to speak about the first nine games. You know what I'm saying? So that's what this league is. You know, once you get that game that makes you feel like, okay, I can really do this. I can do it at a high level. You know, I seen everything as it came. You know, that's all it takes for a player. And, you know, he's one game away from really, like, you know, turning us around and getting the offense scoring every drive and at least getting down there and getting us some points. So it's been amazing to watch it from the sideline and then go out there with him and his poise, his demeanor, you know, how he controls the huddle. You know, it all plays a factor in, you know, being a great quarterback. And I think he has all the attributes to do it.
A couple of final things before we hit the home stretch. Give me one thing that Jaguars fans can look at and believe in about this team. And you've been around some big time successful teams,
mm-hmm.
had a lot of success. What do you like about this team that makes you think it's going in the right direction?
Oh, we have no quit. Any game you watch, you will not see a player quit. It's most teams, you get up, for instance, 17-0.
Sure.
First half last week. We come back, three and out. We fight back, we claw back. Like, punt block, any other team, it rattles a team. Right. I didn't feel a shift of energy, momentum. You know, they had the momentum, they were home, but on our side, it was kind of like, okay, this is our test for today. We got to come back from 17-0. So we've already been the underdog, so we understand that, okay, no one's going to give us anything. So at the end of the day, regardless of what happens or regardless how, you know, it starts off, we got to play all 60 minutes. And if you watch the games, we'll play from the start to the finish. And regardless of what the outcome comes, you'll see a Jaguar team that's going to come out and going to fight you and going to claw and going to do everything possible to win. And that's what I've noticed from being here and being coached by Coach Myers, Coach Sanjay. We're going to fight and we're going to play hard and we're going to put our best foot forward every play and we're going to try to get the W's.
Gotcha. The final thing we do here is what we call the Ozone 5.
The Ozone 5.
5. 5. 5 quick fun questions for you. Answer however you want. Laquan Treadwell, what was your last binge watch?
Binge watch. Blacklist.
Good.
Netflix, Blacklist.
That's a hike. That's like 9 or 10 seasons, right?
Yeah, I'm on season 2, episode 18.
Yeah.
I'm still watching it, though, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, my wife and son love that show. It's addictive. It's not
my thing.
Yeah, it is. Love it. What song were you listening to when you pulled in the parking lot this morning?
Today I was listening to It's Too Easy, Gunna.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Worst job you had growing up?
Never had a job, but I do have a story, though. So
okay.
Let me tell a story. I tried to get a job at the pool, and the community, the lady who hires everyone, but she knows everyone.
Sure.
So she hires everyone, and she knew I was an athlete. And she was like, I'm not giving you this job. You're not a people's person. And I was just like, what do you mean? And I was so young, but I didn't understand it. But I think she was saying, like, you don't have the social skills just yet. So I was just an athlete at the time.
She wanted you to focus on route running, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah.
I got you. What's your go-to breakfast food?
Go-to breakfast food. I would go veggie omelet, spinach, mushrooms, tomatoes, peppers.
See, that's a receiver answer.
Yeah.
A lineman says a different answer, right?
Yeah, I got to stay light on my feet. Jordan say, eat enough just to fly. So veggie omelet, oatmeal, and a waffle.
I like that. Who is most responsible in your life for you being here? Who got you where you are?
God. Okay. I would say God. And then... yeah, I'm going to just say God. I'm going to leave it at that. You know, I got a lot of great people in my life right now. My wife, my mom. You know, it's so many people that I can thank. But, you know, God has kept me in the faith and kept me focused and straightforward. So I'll give all the credit to God.
You still feel like you're going in a good direction, don't you?
Absolutely.
26, you feel like it's out in front of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like I'm playing my best ball right now. Mentally, like I said, I'm way sharper. So the young 20-year-old that walked in the league and thought he knew everything and could play and do everything, you know, didn't even scratch the surface of who I am today. So I'm just thankful that I still got an opportunity in front of me to, you know, play for a team and help them win ball game.
Laquan, I can't thank you enough. A lot of perspective today and a lot of insightful answers. I always appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time during a busy week.
Yes,
and thank
sir.
You for joining the Ozone Podcast. We look forward to meeting you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.